Nico Grace. If you want to check out that Waiata, make sure you do, because it's so good. The vocals are very, very good on that Waiata, but that's Tōku Tuakiri by Nico Grace there. And at the end there, I just wanted to just give you a snippet so you can have a bit of a reminder the next time I talk about it, or if she's indeed able to join us on air, we can break that down. But hey, guess what, e whama? It's a good day because I feel like playing a "All I Do Is Win, 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 No Matter What." We got Moiho husband.
I love my tariki.
Did you ever listen?
me and the girl were singing in the car on the way through. That was a neaty little IV you had with the tuaki there from Oz, celebrating our Māori tanga and the importance of our tātai arorangi over there. Well done, tuahine.
Kia ora, kia ora. Well, she did all the work. She is an expert. And you know when people are just an optimistic kind of human being? She was like one of those people. And I was like, yeah, chair, you got this. You can carry on. Tēnā koe, hoa.
Ai, ko Dale Paku tēnei. This is little Dale. Ko whaia moi awa tēnei.
Kia ora,
kia ora, tuahine. Thank you for having us in the studio. Your kainga tahi.
Yes, your kainga tahi. Hey, before you came in, I was saying last week we broke down koutou kāre te tino moiho, kei konei a moiho, because I scabbed them from te tini mata hiapo. But also, you know, like he said, ko te nitana kainga tahi. So this is his home, and no better to get some information than from the people from home. So naturally, we scabbed them from te tini mata hiapo, which is a class, a reo Māori class that runs here at Ngā Whare Wātea every Tuesday. And one of the things that I wanted to do for the show is have a reo session and break down either it's a kupu, rerenga, or whakatauki, whakatauaki rānei, or kupu whakarite, whatever it is, or little tricks, little hacks, so that they don't do too many reo hapas and you don't get stabbed by one of those hapa police, reo police. But it's all right, we all have our jobs, and those jobs are there for a reason. But last week, we covered the hack of here kore, ne?
Oia, aira.
So if you can just give people a bit of a reminder of that kōrero around here kore.
Ai, tēnā tātou. Hey, look, I'm not MC Grammar. I'm not Paraone Gloyd, Timothy Karetu, Awai Ake Rane. You know, I work in education. I've got a lot of loves for sport and the Māori spaces, Māori broadcasting as well. So firstly, I want to put my hand up and say, hey, look, I'm not this mātanga or this guru or anything, but as a language reclaimer myself, who was brought up as an urban Māori with the component missing, that being our reo, I'm open to supporting others that are on the journey as well. So the here kore one, that was just to try and tackle the beast or the whike of the R and O, of the O category. And here kore means neutral. So taku kuia, taku baunga, taku pepe, aku iramutu, tōku whare, taku whare, excuse me. So just that short, I caught myself out. Just that short aku or taku. Tuihini, you play it safe, ka noho haumaru koe i taua o ngā whakamahinga. Yeah, what did I sing last week? E waru ngā kawe kawe.
Yes.
Waru ngā kawe kawe, waru ngā kawe kawe, o te whike.
Someone can join you here.
O te whanaungatanga, ko te whakāhua, waru atu, e ono atu anō, waka, wāhi, whakaruruhau, whakarākei, wāhanga, whakaora. Waru ngā kawe kawe, waru ngā kawe kawe, o te whike. There was another one too, caught off guard a little bit, that was around the ah, he kura te mokopuna.
Te mokopuna.
He kura te mokopuna. How did that one go? Oh, I must have to think and come back to you, tuhine, but yeah. How you been?
Yeah, not too bad, e hoa. I will say you missed a riveting conversation about dating apps.
I see.
Yeah. And actually, we learned a kupuhou on there. So I did want to...
What is the kupuhou? Playing up? Is that the kupuhou?
Well, actually, Ngāwai asked the question, what's rude in te reo Māori? But then, you know...
Creepy? Yeah, or that type of rude?
Ko tēnā te kōrero a Ngāwai nei ki mai i pātai mai ia. How te kupu mo te rude, like, mena, you know, because I got snapped out for being on Tinder 7 years ago, whatever it was. And she goes, the person who snapped me out, rude to that person, like, oh, why would you snap that person out? So, ko tērā te horopaki o tērā pātai. So, rude like that, and then also rude like, Ah, you know how our nannies can be? You know, te reo te kauta.
Well,
our nannies can be quite...
Well, one of the ones with the nannies is, you know, he koi te hinengaro, he koi hoki te arero. So te koi o te hinengaro talks about how sharp they are mentally.
Yes.
And then the koi o te arero, geez, that's like that plant, that mother-in-law's tongue plant that's quite sharp at the end, you know. He koi te hinengaro, he koi hoki te arero. But, yeah, those nannies, he ngutu kaurato, they love a little... love a little whakawhiti kōrero ngautuara in the kitchen, that's for sure.
No doubt, no doubt. Actually, I heard one of the nannies recently and I played a song. It was by Bad Bunny after the kōrero I had, because it was about how an auntie was asking this boy, oh, how come you got so many girlfriends? And you know how they say, oh, gee, why don't you settle down and marry this girl? Oh, gee, she gone fat. Look at her. Look at her hips. La, la, la. And, you know, they have a particular way of talking. But anyway, sorry. Let's back the truck up. I did want to break down the R and O and with the whiki, but I think that Waiata is good, and over time we can break down that
and
Waiata.
Have a bit of a mahere of some of the things we want to hit over the week.
So absolutely. And so I did want to do that, but you've sung the song and that's enough for us. So if you want to listen to that, you go on to waiatanews.com, grab it and replay.
I haven't sung it for a while, but hey, just like our tuahine said, sharing songs and mātauranga, kaupapa tuku iho through Waiata and through pau and things is just another element that our Māori whānau celebrate. And so any chance I can knock up a jingle or help our kids learn through song, dance and play, then that's a go-to. Before I do shoot, what's our time? Because we've got a wānanga this weekend. I don't know if the registrations are still open.
You've got about 6 minutes. Go for it.
But it's a reo mihi. Karakia reo mihi mihi wānanga here at Ngā Whare Wātea from 9 to 4 p.m. So I'm sure if you jump on our website or if you hunt down Donna or Te Tini Matahiapo and see if there's any more spaces, then you're more than welcome to attend.
What's that? Kōrero Karakia, what did you say?
Yeah, so e rua ngā kaupapa matua, ko te reo mihi, me te reo karakia. So tēnei mea te reo mihi ahare I te mea ka hāngai mo te iratāne anahe. Engari he wāhanga, he wā tōna kia kuhu mai ko ngā wahine, kia whakapakari ake ngā pūkenga tū ki te mihi. You know us Māori people, as we get older, we give thanks left, right and centre. Birthdays, weddings, reunions, funerals, bar mitzvahs, any celebration. My old man's a sucker for it. Gets up and mihis. Breakfast, lunch and dinner. But yeah, that's a trait or a characteristic of Ngai Māori that we're not necessarily practicing as much as we can.
Mm.
But if there's manuhiri in your whare or you're celebrating, if you're having a kai with someone that you value and you respect, please get up and say cheer.
I love that. I really do love that, kaupapa. Mostly because I always feel like it's really awkward when it's not done.
Mm.
If people don't stand up and say, oh, and so even though I'm not one to talk, I know I'm on radio, but and naturally I'm not that. Yeah, I have brothers and I have my mum, I have my aunties who were, you know, they were mad kai kōrero, they were mean. They were the ones who did it, but, you know, as they fade off, then other people have to take up that role. And as we start to reclaim our reo and all of these other things, these things are often missed out as a part of the reo aspect, which is what I've noticed. But nevertheless, he pātai, he kaupapa pai tera, so that they can go on Facebook, ne?
Facebook, Te Tini Matahiapo, Mūma, Manuka Uber Māori Authority. There'll be some posters up there on details. Hopefully there's still a chance to register. Ki te kore, I think there's going to be another one a bit closer to Matariki in mid-June or July, the 14th. When's Matariki this year? The 14th of June or 14th of July, one of the two. And before I do go, sis, I just want to give a massive plug to our tauira and our kaiako, not just at my school, but around the country. Obviously, there's been some striking action and there's been some ballots and votes, and teachers are still struggling with their workloads and compensation and just the different dynamics that make the job so complex. They're like, just like our nurses and our doctors, one of the most important jobs is educating our kids. So, heads up and punch on our kaiako, and I wish them well, because apparently on the 31st of this month, there's another strike. And so there's three options, I think. Was to strike on the 31st, was to stop meetings after school, because every second day there's a hui those types of environments at schools. And then the third option, I think, was something around written reports. So teachers aren't providing written reports anymore for parents because the government's not listening to some of the tono that we put through to help alleviate some of the complexities and stresses of the job. So big mihi to all the kāko out there, kura tuatahi, kura tuarua, ko hanga reo, ko whare ko hunga hunga, whare wānanga, te hunga kura mahi te mihi ana ki a koutou.